What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Beat reporter for the Bigs, Herb Howard, is joining us.
Herb Howard is here from the Bigs.
Herb immediately showed he was going to be somebody asking meaningful questions. He's going to ask a question that everyone else in the room is going to want to know the answer to.
What then happens that they can't get out and get snapped before?
It's a great question.
Well, thank you so much, Herb, for joining us. This has been a lot of fun.
It's always fun with you guys. You are absolutely amazing. I listen to you guys when you don't invite me, so it's really, really cool.
Well, we invited him, and he accepted our invitation. Herb Howard, the Bears beat reporter for the Bigs Media, joining us here on Raheemy and Harris. Layla's got the day off. Russell Dorsey here in her stead. I want to remind you that guests brought to you, well, guests brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino. Circa.com. Herb, we got, 2 hours and 34 minutes until cut down day is like a thing? Or sorry, yeah. 3 hours and 34 minutes. What's the mood like over at House Hall?
Well, it's got to be pretty frantic right now. It's obviously a tough day for everybody. Nobody likes cut down day. You got a lot of guys that put in a lot of work, not only over the summer, but over the entirety of their football lives. And some of them are going to be told they're not good enough today. And, That's just not fun for anybody. But I imagine they're trying to get this done before they got practice at 1 o'clock. So I imagine they're trying to get this done before they get out to practice. You don't want to have a guy go to one more practice and then tell them like no. So I imagine they're trying to get this done before 1 o'clock. We're going to hear from Ryan Poles later on this afternoon after the process is done. So definitely looking forward to that.
Which player or position group has your attention the most?
Well, really, it's come down to some of these injuries lately with these position groups. You look at what's happening in the running back room, what's happening in the secondary in terms of injuries, and that's kind of shifting the board a little bit, at least for what that initial 53 may look like. And certainly, you know, that'll change in the coming days and in the coming weeks. But coming into this training camp, I felt like most of this roster was pretty much set. There were a couple spots that may have been up for grabs. And then there's a couple of guys that always every camp kind of surprise you a little bit and force their way into the conversation to at least make it a tough decision whether or not you're going to, you know, keep them on the 53 or waive them. So, like I said, coming into it, I felt like most of it was kind of set. Right now, because of the injuries, there's going to be some kind of roster gymnastics that they have to play. You always got to consider the kicking game and special teams and what that looks like. And do you have enough guys for, you know, the kickoff team and punt team and those types of things. So I don't look at it as a situation and say, well, definitely I'm interested in, you know, something like the O-line is a little bit interesting because of what happened at the left tackle competition that they had that went from three guys to four guys, went from three guys to two guys to four guys. Like, and now you got a question of, can they really keep four or can they really keep five offensive tackles if you include Karan Amagaji and Theo Benedet? Like, I don't know what that looks like and then what the numbers game, how that trickles down and impacts other positions. But right now, I think the biggest issue is their health concerns.
See, Herb, that's the question I wanted to ask you, because the big conversation coming into this first Ben Johnson training camp was who would be the left tackle. You spend a second round pick on Ozzie Trapillo. Braxton Jones is the incumbent at the position. And then you have Karan Amagaji that has all the potential. And then Theo Benedict, who worked right. his way into the conversation. I feel like, because we're talking about cut down day, this is a big day for Karan Amagaji, because I think you make the point of, can you keep five tackles on this roster? And for Karan Amagaji, it feels like he's the fourth. And if we're just talking about the left tackle competition, he's fourth on that depth chart. Do you think that when we get to 3 o'clock today, Karan Amagaji is on the Bears roster?
It depends on what Ryan Poles feels about, you know, their evaluation of him last year. You talk about taking the guy in the third round. GMs are not quick to, you know, give up on those types of picks. They want to kind of see it through. They want to prove themselves right, and they want to see the potential that they saw in that player. So you look at the numbers of it, like you said, if he's going to be the fourth left tackle or whatever it's going to be, if he's going to be the fifth tackle, you know, on your roster, is that somebody you can hold a spot for? And generally thinking, the math would tell me no, but because he's a third round pick just a year ago, I don't know if they're going to give up on him, right? They haven't really given him any reps inside. Some people think he can kick inside the guard, and maybe he can, but I haven't seen them giving him reps to prep him for that. So I don't know if that's what they're thinking right now either. If I had to guess, I would say yes, but I think it may be a bit of a waste of a spot just to kind of save face and hold out faith that your pick was correct.
You talked about Ryan Poles and his decision, but how much of this will be Ryan Poles and how much of this will be Ben Johnson? It's clear to me that this is Ben Johnson's team, and yet Ryan Poles and a lot of these picks, we could look at Zach Pickens or the aforementioned Karan Amagaji, it looks like these guys are on the chopping block.
Yeah, I think this initial 53 will give some great insight into that. I tend to think that it's a very collaborative effort between the two of them. I don't look at it as Ben's team or Ryan's team. I thought they went through the draft process kind of figuring out, you know, what's going to be best for the team long term. And that's kind of Ryan's vision. And also, what does Ben need in the short term to be competitive right off the bat? And I think they kind of did a little bit of both of that in the draft, in terms of sitting pat, not choosing to overpay to go up and get this player or that player, but also making sure that they invested, you know, in the offensive line and added some weapons to the offense in general. So I think they're working together on that. But I do think that if we do see some of these Ben Johnson guys get cut here, that'll give us some indication that Ryan Poles is willing to kind of swallow his pride and say, yeah, I liked that kid a year or two ago, but if you don't have a spot for him, then we'll move on.
Herb, I want to switch gears for you a little bit and talk about a guy that we know is going to be on this roster in DJ Moore. And I think there was a lot of conversation that happened when people saw him taking snaps in the backfield.
Yeah.
I know part of that was because of knee, because that running back room is a little banged up right now. But the Bears coaches have been very honest about getting their playmakers the football, which I'm all in on, especially for DJ Moore, who is likely your best playmaker on this roster. Earlier in the show, I pointed out that Deebo Samuel, the year he was an All-Pro, had 136 touches, 77 catches, 59 carries. Do you think that 110, 115 range is a reasonable expectation for DJ Moore, both catching the football and carries?
I think DJ is definitely versatile enough to do it. I think he's tough enough and durable enough. And you want to get the ball in his hands. He's a dynamic playmaker with the ball in his hands. Whether you hand it to him, pitch it to him, or throw it to him, if you get it in his hands, he's going to make something happen. And so the more ways you can do that, I think the better. And then you also look at that wide receiver group, and it's pretty deep. When Luther Burden has been given his opportunities, he's proven that he belongs. I know Coach Johnson wants him to continue to develop in terms of the mental aspect of the game and doing the other little things when the ball is not in his hands. But he's a guy that you can put on the field, and he can be a playmaker for you. And so you add him into the mix with Roma Dunze and Olamide Zaccheaus, who has had a phenomenal training camp. Like the touchdown he had against, was it Buffalo? That's we've seen that every single day at practice, him taking those slants and making those big plays, going to the house. And so he's been absolutely impressive throughout training camp. You put the three of them out there, and now you're able to move DJ into the backfield. The mismatches that you can now create, can you imagine getting DJ one-on-one on a linebacker to do anything he wants, like a wheel route, a quick out, a whip route, whatever you want to do with him, arrow routes? That's going to be dynamic, and the other three receivers have to be respected when you look at what they can do. And you also got two pass catching tight ends. So the options for a guy like Ben Johnson, who's very creative in his play calling and play design, like having a piece like DJ Moore is certainly something you want to use in a multitude of ways, and I think they will.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Herb Howard joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. He's the Bears beat reporter for the Bigs Media. Herb, looking at the role in which Roma Dunze might increase if DJ Moore is out of the backfield, is that something that go hand in hand, or is that just Roma Dunze blossoming as a second year player in your opinion?
Rome's going to have a big year no matter what. As long as his offense is able to stay healthy and functional, Rome's going to have a big year. He's got really good chemistry with Caleb, and Rome is very dependable and very consistent, right? He's one of those guys, you know how like in basketball, you watch a basketball game and you watch the whole game, and the guy doesn't necessarily like jump out at you, but then you get to the end of the game and he's like at 32 and 12 and 6. Like, he was killing like that. Like, yes, he was killing like that, because Rome is that type of guy who's going to get you 12, 13, 9, 24, and then he's going to be consistently making those plays, especially in critical situations, third down, 2 minute. He's a guy that Caleb looks to, and he's very, very dependable, very, very consistent, natural hands catcher, good with the 50-50 balls, good route runner. I think Rome is going to have a big year no matter what anybody else in this offense does. I look for him to have at least 1,000 yards this season.
Herb, we get to 3 o'clock today. Who's the surprise cut where we say, oh, they cut him?
I don't know, though. I don't know about that. I've been hearing some names, and, you know, some people talk about, like, Andrew Billings, and some people are talking about some guys in the secondary. I don't really know that to be true. Like I said, coming into this thing, I felt like most of these positions – were pretty set. You name some of the younger guys that may be on the chopping block, whether that's Karan or a guy like Zach Pickens, those make sense to me.
Yeah.
You look at that D-tackle position, and if you're going to keep a guy like Dunze, which I think they're more inclined to do than cut him, I don't know how the team gets better by cutting him. Is he a natural fit for what Coach DA likes to normally do with his defense? No, probably not, but he's a great run stuffer. He's an immovable object in the middle of that defense. He has been running with the twos a lot more lately than running with the ones, but I think that's more of the fit between, you know, Grady Jarrett and Javon Dexter that they really like, more so than it has a problem with Andrew Billings. I think he's a guy that you can count on early on in series and early downs to stop the run. I don't really see that happening. So as I look at it, I don't really look at anybody that's like, I think this guy may get cut, and that would be really, really shocking to me. I think there's a lot of good competition, and so I wouldn't be shocked for a guy like Amagaji. I wouldn't be shocked for Zach Pickens. I wouldn't be shocked for Dominique Robinson, although he's had a really good camp, and they are still looking for production at the other end spot opposite Montez Sweat. And Austin Booker is going to be down for a couple or a few weeks, according to Coach Johnson. So, you know, some of those things, like I said, with the injuries, will play a factor in what this initial 53 looks like that probably won't look the same by the end of the week, let alone by the end of the month. So, or going into the first couple of weeks of the season. So I don't think there's anybody that's going to shock me, you know, come 3 o'clock. Like, I can't believe they cut that dude. I don't really see that happening.
Football Talk on the Score, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Herb Howard joining us, the Bears beat reporter for the Bigs Media, ahead of cuts that are coming. Russell has been talking about really the fact that the running back room looks not great. Do you think they're going to go out and get another guy? Is that something that you're saying that's got to happen based on what you've seen? Or do you think they believe in Roschon Johnson and Kyle Manungai to the degree where they feel like they're good?
I know they really liked what they were seeing from Kyle Manungai early on in camp. He's been banged up and he hasn't been able to be out there lately. But I know they liked what they were seeing from him. He was a guy that was willing to run north and south. He's got great vision and then great feet to get to the spot that he wants to get to. He's dependable with the ball in his hand. We know he never fumbled the ball in his entire college career. So I think they were liking what they were seeing from him. He seemed to be a willing blocker in the passing game. That's one thing you always worry about with young backs. Can they pass protect? He seems to be willing to stand in there in front of those blitzing linebackers and take that hit. Now, he's got to work on his technique, but you can always teach a guy technique. You can't necessarily teach a guy to want to do that. He seems to be more than willing to do that. So if he can be healthy, I think they still feel confident in what they have with Kyle Manungai. I think they're still trying to figure out, like, where's the version of Roschon Johnson that they really liked his rookie year? And I think that kind of went away last year, but a lot of guys were impacted negatively by what was going on with the dysfunction, especially on offense, last year. And so I don't know. Like, Roschon's been banged up again. He's been banged up a little bit throughout his time here, and I think that's a little bit of a concern for them. If you talk about going out and getting somebody, though, who are you going to go get? Like, is there somebody on the streets, there's somebody that's going to get cut that's going to be the difference-making running back for this team this year? Like, oh, they got this guy in the 11th hour, and he's going to make or break this season for them. I don't know that to be the case. And so I think what they want to do most is get healthy in the running back position. I'm not saying they won't add to it, but even if they do, it's not going to be the reason the running game is or is not successful this year.
Herb Howard joining us from Hallis Hall, where the news is going to be out soon. The head coach will speak soon. We'll have it for you here on 670 The Score. The Bears beat reporter for the Bigs Media. Herb, thanks for stopping by, and you're always, it's an open invitation to come on Raheem Harris, all right?
I just can't believe they left you and Russ unattended. Like, y'all need supervision.
Listen, you're right, Herb.
We do what we can. We do what we want. And maybe next time you come in studio, and you can chop it up with us as well.
Not for sure. I will give you one name, going back to the previous question, though. Devin Duvernay is somebody I thought about yesterday. Earlier, I thought he was a lock to be the fifth receiver because he's a specialist in the returner. He's been banged up, and they've been getting a lot of guys back there to look at them in the return game. And if he's not going to be, you know, your specialist returner, I don't know that they want him, you know, over some of the other young receivers that they have in the roster. So that wouldn't totally surprise me, but because he was a guy I thought was a lock coming into camp, that's a name I will keep my eye on as this deadline draws near.
That's why we love having him. He drops the nuggets right there at the buzzer, and he's got 32, 14, and 7. He's that dude. He is Herb Howard joining us from Hallis Hall. Thanks so much, Herb.
Appreciate y'all for having me. Thanks a lot.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.